Hey friend, Beth here. Have you been wanting to get in God's Word but don't know where to start? Well, we have got you covered. We're so excited to share with you our new gospel study, a meditation on Mark called Listen to Him. In it, you'll not only learn about Scripture, you'll learn how to pray with Scripture by entering into each and every chapter of the gospel imaginatively, bringing your prayer to life. And friend, Jesus is alive. And he wants to encounter you in his word. So join us. You can start today. The Gospel of Mark study is available now in the Blessed Is She shop.
May 16th, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Bella Roll. We are in him and he is in us. I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. John 17:20-22. This past winter, I was listening to a podcast where one of the hosts suggested that we should be more interested in Jesus' heart over being interested in his hands, to love his heart and the ways that he loves us, instead of just loving what he can do for us. Feeling convicted, I took this to prayer the following day. As I began to reflect on different attributes of his heart, I asked him, "How can I love you today?" He tenderly responded, "You can love me by allowing me to love you." Friend, I want to gently encourage you to allow him to love you, including all the places where you don't love yourself. The places you're ashamed and afraid of, the areas of darkness and isolation. Jesus is not ashamed, and he's not afraid to enter into our areas of darkness. He has already descended into the darkness of death for us. He wants to love us in those places, not condemn, and bring his resurrection to them. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus say, "I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." John 17:20-23. Our hearts are like little tabernacles. Jesus dwells within your heart with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He is within you, available to you at all times. We can allow Jesus to tear down the walls or caution tape we've placed around our hearts and allow them to be reconstructed and healed by his tender love and mercy. Jesus, we love you. You are within us. Help us to remain in you. May you work through us so that your light and love may be known to others. Help us to receive your love. Amen.